The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
You see, this week we are dealing with a very important topic. Sometimes when the Lord is prompting me for us to deal with some things, I've been feeling that we have prayed over this before. But when I obey and we begin, the things, the dimensions and the areas that the Holy Spirit brings, then I begin to fear God. Because I know that we pray about altars, we have dealt with altars. You know, the Holy Spirit knows the atmosphere. And he knows what should be dealt with at a particular time. Amen.
Amen.
So even though you have prayed about something, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, and nothing is hidden from him, he knows the prevailing atmosphere at the time. And so he will inspire you as to what you should pray. This week, we are tearing down, pulling down, uprooting, destroying, and overthrowing evil and rival
authors.
We are dealing with evil and wicked rival authors. So we are using the term tearing down, pulling down, uprooting, stroke, put the stroke there after uprooting, destroying, and overthrowing. This, you can use any of these terms. Because this is how other Bibles put it. Some Bibles say tearing down altars, NIV. Others say pulling down. Others say uprooting. Others say destroying. Others say overthrowing. So you can use any of these terms. That is why they are all put there, so that you can use any of them that you are inspired, that inspires you. The idea of pulling down altars is found in Judges chapter 6 from verse 24. I shared this on morning podcast, but I'm repeating. Judges chapter 6 from verse 24. After the angel had appeared to Gideon. During the time that the Midianites had ravaged the farms of the Israelites because of their sin. Let me make this statement. Everybody listen to me. Indeed, whenever God speaks, we should take him serious. We're told last week that three things will happen as we are praying. There will be confessions. There will be restorations. You will dream and somebody is telling you, take this thing, it belongs to you. Or physically. there will be desertion. Some people will just separate themselves from you. I am telling you, it is happening. In the Old Testament, anytime the Israelites sinned, there are four or five nations that God has reserved that he used to go and take them into captivity so that they will stay in captivity for some years. Then after they have repented, they begin to cry out of the suffering. Because look, some of the captivities, they are made to eat their own feces and drink their own urine. It's in the Bible. Very soon, God was telling Prophet Jeremiah to tell them, very soon, you are going to eat your own feces.
And
what are those nations that God used? Egypt.
Israel.
Babylon.
Babylon.
Assyria.
Assyrian fool.
Babylonians. Assyrians.
Assyrian fool.
Persians.
And a Persian fool.
And then Midianites.
And a Midian fool so.
These are the nations.
When am I know?
So during Gideon's time,
it Gideon breast, you know,
they had sinned.
Not my body.
And so
then I'm saying,
the Midianites had come to attack them.
Midian for the Christian Israel for the soul.
Now listen to me, New Testament Christian.
Won't hear me a pamphlet for Christ of war.
Don't joke.
Then they grow.
In the Old Testament, God has reserved some nations to discipline his own people when they
sin.
In the New Testament, there are some situations that God will allow to come your way. Some of you are suffering some things because of sin. Some of you are suffering some things. Look, it's not the devil. It's not witches or wizards. As a matter of fact, before witches and wizards will have their way in your life, there is a loophole. There is a channel. So the New Testament, it is still there. Anytime some things are happening, start with yourself. Oh God, what have I done wrong? What sin have I committed, Lord? Please let me know. What mistake have I made? This is how you should start before you start binding the devil. Before you start binding witches and wizards. Sometimes it is not anything about sin. It is just an attack from the devil. Sometimes too, it is a realm you have risen to. Look, in the spiritual realm, as you are climbing, every realm has powers you need to conquer. You conquer them and remain there. You conquer them and move on. So this is how we troubleshoot the problems and the troubles that come in our lives. One of the troubleshooting is especially to married people. If you are not treating your wife well, husband, you suffer some problems, especially with your job. I am telling you, your job will suffer. I mean, you will always be struggling. They don't want to open the shower, so and so. Then you'll be worrying, pastor, You'll be worrying the church. Check yourself. How are you related with, to your wife? It's in the Bible. Is it 1 Peter 3:8? Is it 1 Peter 3:8? 3:7. First Peter 3:7. Let's look at it so that you don't think that I am just saying. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate. Be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. If you are married,
so what are you?
When things are not going well,
so
it is sin. Number one, it is something you have done wrong, and you have been disciplined. Number two, it will be just an attack. Just an attack from the devil.
If you are born somehow,
using witches and others, just an attack. Number three, it is to build you up. Your level is changing. So God is using those situations to change your level. Number four, especially to married couples. How you handle your wife. 1 Peter 3:7. How you handle your wife. If you are a pastor online, one thing I am beginning to learn, don't just begin to pray for people. Find out a little about them from God. And I've come to realize some of the things God is revealing to me. Church members don't tell the truth. They come and tell you a lie. They come and present the matter to you in a certain way. What it is actually, they won't say it. What they themselves are doing, they won't say it. They will just tell you this, the problem they are facing. But how they are living, they will tell you. I thank God I don't have any Tuesday morning prayer, Thursday morning prayer, so and so, those things. When we come to service, that is it all. That is it. Why is that people are going for Tuesday prayer, so and so? Prayer. Upon prayer. Yet, their lives are the same. God is not magic. No, He is not magic. What? Some people, your prayer is still hanging there. God has said, my God is not magical. Look, your life and everything must go along with the prayer. Otherwise, prayer becomes just an exercise. You sweat. It's a good exercise for your body.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing will happen.
That's
but listen to me.
That's what you mean.
Prayer is supposed to bring results. When I pray and I'm not getting results, I stop and start asking questions. Sometimes when I say, God, why? God, why? Why? What is wrong? You say you hear prayer, you answer why? Then God will start talking to me. Sometimes He will direct me how to pray. Sometimes you tell me what I should check. Sometimes you drop a song for me to sing and worship. So during Gideon's time, they have turned and start worshiping other gods. So God sent the Midianites to come and attack them. Usually when they are attacked like that, they begin to cry. Then God mercifully will raise a deliverer for them. So God raised Gideon. He sent an angel. In fact, when the angel appeared to Gideon, from verse 14 going, in fact, from verse 11, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord, anytime you see the Lord in capital L-O-R-D, it means the Trinity. So this was Jesus. Jesus was the one who appeared to Gideon. So when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." You see, if every Christian has a new name. Anytime you become born again, God gives you a new name. That was why God changed Abraham's name from Abraham to Abraham. From Sarai to Sarah. God also changed Peter's name to Cephas. Every child of God that is born again, you have a new name. You need to seek God to know your new name. Gideon was called Gideon, a woodcutter. But in the spirit realm, the name that God gave him was Mighty Warrior. Or Man of Valor. Army General. Fighter. But Gideon's father was a worshiper of
Baal.
He was a custodian of the god, the demon called
Baal.
So the Lord said to Gideon, go and deliver your people. Gideon said, I am my family, my clan is the smallest. My family is the smallest. He said, no. Go in the strength you have. But before Gideon will start his assignment, do you know why some people enter the ministry and they get frustrated? Are you okay?
Yes.
Do you know why some people enter the ministry and they get frustrated? Do you know why some people, they say, God has sent me to this church. God has sent me here to go and do. They go there and they come back with sickness or death. Don't just jump and go. Search your background. Settle your background. So in order for Gideon to be able to fulfill that assignment, Gideon himself didn't know this. But the Lord said to him,
Gideon,
the first thing you should go, let's go to verse 24. Judges chapter 6. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it "The Lord is Peace." This altar Gideon built was because the Lord appeared to him. Anytime the Lord appeared, they built altar. Let me tell you, one encounter, one appearance of the Lord in your life can change your life forever. I'm telling you, it changes your life forever. Because when the Lord appears, it's a package. So this altar that Gideon built in verse 24 was an altar for the Lord's appearing to him. To thank God and appreciate him. As the lady pastor. Anytime I catch a revelation, I say, ah, God, I owe you 10 cedis. I owe you 50 cedis. I go and put it down. So that Sunday when I'm coming, so because of that Sunday, my offering is big. Sometimes I give 500 cedis offering. 300, 350, 400. Those are the, I have a standard offering I give for my covenant. And when revelations are coming, like I'm reading the Bible, and I get some insight, I say, ah, God, I owe you 10 cedis. I owe you to. I've been telling her. Sometimes we are praying, and the prayer point can say, ah, God, I owe you an offering. Let me tell you, when you are worshiping God like that, His presence will be with you. I am telling you. So this altar was for God's appearance. Gideon thought he has pleased God. So now he can go. From verse 25, then the Lord, the same night, after he has built that altar, the same night, maybe Gideon, after building the altar, went and praised the Lord and thanked the Lord that the Lord has appeared. Verse 25. That same night, the Lord said to him, take the second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old. He took one of the bulls to build an altar for the revelation. But now the Lord said, take a second bull. The one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering. Let me just end it.
I saw this here.
So before Gideon could fulfill his assignment, God said to him, Gideon, there is an altar that is going to stop you, that is going to frustrate you. Tear down that altar before you start anything. I see young people who can stand because they can preach. They can preach. Before you, something small, they get angry. They have left the church. Before you realize, they are wearing clericals. You saw somebody wearing clerical was manifesting. Eh? A clerical and manifesting. Do you know what God told me? Are destroying themselves. Do you know what it means to wear clerical? You have been introduced to demons. Higher levels of attacks. But if you have not prepared yourself where you are, and deal with your background. Why do pastors die early? I've been here how many years now? 28 years. I have never fallen sick or my wife. No, the sickness that those only malaria or headache.
Malaria,
those ones. We have never fall, I mean, admitted in hospital 1 week. No.
There be.
in this area like this,
yes, I had to say,
look, either I would have been paralyzed, my wife, something would have happened to her, my children, anything could have happened to them, because they are bearing things. The people around here, they are bearing things. They are casting things. But do you know the reason why? God prepared me before he brought me. I have dealt with my foundation before coming. So we are fortified. So we are in charge and we are in control. Please, be patient. Young men and young ladies, you think you are not being used. You have a gift. You can preach. You can lead prayer. You can do this. Pastor is not recognizing you. You don't know what you are carrying. Until you deal with that. What is the definition of an altar? An altar in the altar is an elevated platform made up of stones, mud, or wood on which sacrifices are made to deities. An elevated platform made up of stones, mud, wood on which sacrifices are made to deities. In the Old Testament, it is a place of consistent spiritual engagement. Number three, it is a place of interaction between the natural and the supernatural. This media guy is good. Let's clap for him. I don't know who has entered there. Now the things are very sharp and accurate. Congratulations. I say now. Four. Every sacrifice on the altar draws heaven's attention. Every sacrifice on the altar draws heaven's attention. Altars are also designated places of worship. They are designated places of worship. An altar is like Jacob's ladder. In Genesis 28, verse 10 to 15, Genesis 28, 10 to 15, Jacob left Beersheba and said, let me just tell the story that we want to pray. You know, when Jacob was running away from Esau, he got to a place, Beersheba, and it was night, and he had to sleep.
That's all that.
So he picked a stone. You know, Jacob was carrying some of his clothes. So he put the clothes on the stone and then put his head. Those stones were the stone. Chapter 12, verse 7. Genesis 12, 7 and 8. That place that Abraham, his grandfather built the first altar. That was the place. And do you know, that was where Jesus was crucified.
Golgotha.
That was why Jesus was. You see,
God,
everything has been arranged. Look, he has arranged your destiny. I said, God has arranged your destiny. You fulfill your destiny. And over there, in the night, Jacob had a dream. He saw angels, he saw a staircase. And angels were going up and down. And he saw the Lord standing at the top. The heavens. And God spoke to him. That's what you call Jacob's ladder.
An
altar is like Jacob's ladder. It's a place where angels climb up and down. Angelic activities. We have something called the Trinity of the supernatural realm. In the supernatural realm, the first Trinity is the supernatural realm itself. The second is an altar. The invisible realm that we don't see. The supernatural can never manifest without an altar. Whether demon or the Holy Spirit can never manifest without an altar. There must be an altar, a physical altar. And there must also be a human agent. There must be a human agent. Do you know that human beings are altars? Jesus Christ is an altar. Because in Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 3, after his baptism, during his baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is an altar. Believers are also altar. You and I, we are altars. Because in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, the Holy Spirit came. So every Christian, you are a moving altar. Your heart is the most holy place, is the holy of holies. That is where the Spirit of God dwells. So you are a living and a moving altar. Every chapel is an altar. Where people gather and pray or worship is an altar. And in the chapel where the pastor stands to perform is the Holy of Holies. It's an altar. Let me tell you. Any place in your house where you do spiritual activities is an altar. It's an altar. Any place you stand, if by this pillar, you used to stand there and pray. That place, before you realize, the place has become an altar. And you can also anoint a particular place as an altar. Where I live, I've anointed places as an altar. My gate. And I declare what that altar should be. And every crossover, when I get back home, I renew the altar. Yes. Say, I am a living altar.
I am a living altar.
Say, I am a moving altar.
I am a moving altar.
Witches and wizards are altars. The Satanists. The occult, the unbelievers, they are also altars. Now, what are the sacrifices that we offer? In the Old Testament, it was animal blood, so, so, and so. Today, in the New Testament, the praises, the clappings, the prayers, the time we spend before the Lord, the offering we give, all these things are the sacrifices. We don't offer the blood again. These are sacrifices. Now, let me tell you what altars do. Number one. They promote perpetuity. When we say perpetual, don't worry, I will explain it. Perpetual. When you say something is perpetual, something that is ongoing, it should be happening every time. Authors promote perpetuity. For centuries, something should be going on. A wrong thing should be going on. We are talking about evil authors now. Number two, evil authors produce and promote and preserve patterns of cycles, negative patterns and cycles. Negative cycles and patterns. These are the major things that authors do. Good authors, they promote perpetuity. They promote positive patterns and cycles. But demonic and satanic and evil authors, they make sure that what your father suffered, you also suffer. What your mother suffered, you also suffer. Our concentration is going to be on family authors, territorial authors, environmental authors. This is where the dealing of the authors is going to be. Three areas. All our prayers is going to center on three areas. Family authors, that is authors from your father and mother's house. Territorial authors, the authors in your office, at your workplace, the authors in the house where you live, your neighborhood, the authors in the city where you live, the authors in the village where you live, the authors where your business is located, they are territorial authors. And then we have environmental authors. That is immediate surrounding. Look, let me tell you. Where you build your house, you don't know what has been buried there before. In the ground. Especially those who are renting houses. Look, something is done before the house is built. Nobody just lay foundation just like that. Because house represents life. So anytime people are building houses, there are things they do. Some of you, when you invite me to come and pray for your company, your so and so, your workers are there. Shame unto you. Don't dedicate a place only you with the pastor. Only you and the pastor. No worker should be there. Because you don't know them. If one of them is an agent and hears the prayer that are prayed, they can go and reverse the prayer. Unfortunately, people invite me to, and I don't tell them. I don't tell them. Ask questions. I went somewhere in the month. I want to move from the place. I said, why?
Now, from every episode of fear, I said, she ain't Koso.
I said, let's go again and pray.
I said, Uncle B, Uncle
Bon, but this time, only you alone. After rededicating the place,
yes, Uncle, too.
One worker didn't come to work again. And things started working. But the first dedication, five and workers, so, they were all there. Amen.
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 There should be a time that you organize for me to come and pray for your workers. It is enough.
We don't super, yeah.
I think you have received enough, eh?
My
say, my Father in heaven, I thank you tonight. According to your word, in Psalm 94, verse 16, according to your word, in Psalm 94, verse 16, I am rising against evil in the land. I am rising against evil in the land. I take my stand against wickedness. Tonight, my Father in heaven, I put on the whole armor of God. As I deal with altars, as I deal with altars, as I deal with evil altars, as I deal with demonic altars, I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the whole armor of God right now. Declare the armor of God.
Yes, Lord. I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the whole armor of God.
I put on Tonight, give me the anointing to deal with altars. Give me the anointing to tear down altars, to pull down altars, to overthrow altars, to uproot altars, to destroy evil and wicked altars. Anoint me, anoint me, anoint me, anoint me, anoint me, anoint me. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
any sin in my life,
any sin
that will hinder my prayer,
that will hinder my prayer,
I confess
and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. Confess and renounce right now. Confess and renounce any sin in your life that can hinder your prayers right now.
I renounce.
In Jesus' name. Are you ready now? Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Any evil and wicked altar.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
Repeating.
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 Negative.
Negative.
Ancestral.
Ancestral.
And family patterns.
And family patterns.
And cycles.
And cycles.
In my life.
In my life.
And in my family.
And in my family.
Let's take it again. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And the evil and wicked altar.
And the evil and wicked altar.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
Repeating.
Repeating.
Negative.
Negative.
Ancestral.
Ancestral.
And family.
And family.
Patterns and cycles.
Patterns and cycles.
In my life.
In my life.
And in my If I clap my hands, catch fire, and scatter, negative evil authors, evil and wicked authors,
evil and wicked
authors, repeating, repeating,
repeating,
negative,
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 ancestral, and family parties and cycles. Catholic fire, scatter, scatter, scatter. Yesterday and today,
and running there,
something just occurred to me.
Maybe I don't know.
I never grew to see my paternal grandfather. But I have been told how great that man was. He was the richest man
in
the whole area there. He could speak 7 languages. He and the Germans brought the USC to Ghana. And the Germans gave him the name Boja. Boja is a German name. But also in my dialect, it also has a meaning. Boja means gather.
Because
those days he was the only one who went to school. When he came back to the village, they hated him. Because when he talked, his knowledge was. So he had to leave them and go and stay in the village. In the cottage. Build a cottage. They don't like him to get closer to them. In the cottage there. Because he knew the history, he knows so much. They sent somebody to go and poison his salt. He ate it and he got all his hair got rotten.
And he died.
My father is a man who likes the truth. He doesn't like lying. No way. They hated him also. Now,
Sabri,
we have a case in my hometown.
You are sending me chrome.
Where a lady, the land that belongs to my grandfather, an adopted lady wants to take over. People know the truth, but they are refusing to speak the truth. Initially, they pretended that they are with us, but now that the thing has gone to court and they have to come and witness, they are making like this. So my brother called me.
He said,
they did this to our grandfather. They hated our father. And look at us now. Even my paternal uncle, who knows the history, he's also refusing to talk. What is it?
And then, sorry.
What is it? Cycles and patterns. Cycles and what?
Patterns.
But you know the message I sent? I
said,
I am the last stop. I sent a message to them. I said, hey, I am the last stop. That hatred that you vented on my grandfather and on my father minus me. You can never. I command you all. You are going to testify. You are going to speak the truth. I reject that hatred. Say, I am the last stop.
I am the last stop.
Say, I de la Liboja.
I am the last stop.
I am the last stop.
I am the last stop.
Every evil ancestral order. I am the last stop.
I am the last stop.
Every wicked order.
Every wicked order.
In my family. I am your last stop.
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 Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any evil.
Any
wicked. Family altar.
That cheated. That cheated.
And robbed.
And fought.
My fathers.
My ancestors.
My fathers.
My mothers.
And my ancestors.
And the family.
Wicked and evil altar.
That cheated.
That robbed.
That fought.
My ancestors.
And my fathers.
And my mothers.
And limited them.
As I clap my hands. Catch fire right now.
Cut fire.
tonight.
When you are born again,
and
some wrong thing that happened to your family are still happening in your life, it means there is something you haven't dealt
with.
It means there is an extension of the altar. And it is your responsibility. Me, many things have changed since I got born again. But only yesterday, my brother were talking and this revelation came. 1945. A family borrowed 125 pounds from my grandfather to send three of their sons abroad.
125
pounds. 1945. It was big money.
1947,
my grandfather was wearing suit with white hat. The time that people were using cloth to tie around their neck. But look at us. They cheated us. Say tonight. Any altar that is still standing, any living altar, projecting wickedness, projecting evil in my father's house, in my mother's house, any evil altar that is cheating, that is robbing, that is blocking in my father's house, in my mother's house, in Asatri clan, mention your clan. There is a problem. There's a problem right now. Many people don't know their clan. Mention your clan, your clan, your clan in Asatri clan. Asatri clan of Akpafum and Persim, Asatri clan. Every evil altar, wicked altar in Asatri clan. There is a problem. There is a problem, right? You see? So you see, you don't even know. You don't know your clan's name. So you see, you are a Christian. You don't know your clan's name. That is your root. That is your root. Say, let that wicked altar. Say tonight, as I clap my hands, let that wicked altar be uprooted by fire. Hey, be uprooted, be uprooted.
Yada la 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 la
We are going to pick one more prayer point. But before we pray that prayer, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, the Bible says, and the court sat.
And the court sat.
Say, my Father in heaven.
I say, my Father
in heaven.
Any legal ground.
Any legal ground.
That my ancestors.
That my ancestors.
Gave to these altars, to have power to work against me,
so
to have
power to work against me.
I confess.
I confess.
Any sin they committed, any legal ground, that my ancestors, that my grandfather,
that
my father, gave. To these altars, to the demons, and the powers of these altars, to have a legal ground,
to have a legal ground,
to work against us, to work against me. I confess.
I renounce.
I confess. I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce. And I apply the blood. I apply the blood. I apply the blood. I apply the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood. 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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say now in the name of Jesus Christ. You principalities. Family, familiar spirit. Operating this wicked and evil altars.
Operating this wicked and evil altars.
Against me. Against my star.
Against my
dream. Against my destiny.
Against
my testimony. Against my prophetic word. I have confessed. I have renounced the sins and the legal grounds that my ancestors and my fathers gave unto you. Therefore, tonight, I take away your legal ground. I take it away.
I take it away.
In the legal ground that you have, as I clap my hands, I take it away.
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 I take it away. I take it away. I take it away. I take it away. I take it away.
I cancel.
People start getting pregnant.
Amen.
people are looking for babies. You start getting pregnant.
Amen.
You start getting pregnant.
Amen.
You start getting pregnant. Proposals will start coming.
Amen.
The right men will start appearing.
Amen.
The right women will start appearing.
Amen.
Jobs. Contracts are coming. Hey. Yakarota tola kreto karande. Likatakatakatakata. Likrakata rakata. New doors. New doors. New doors. Yes. Men that are afraid to propose. Because the altars that are stopping them. The altars have been destroyed. 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 Altars fighting pregnancies. Altars fighting marriages. Altars fighting businesses. Altars fighting careers. Altars fighting promotions. La karata kaya. Yes. 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 Yes, 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 yes. We take away the legal ground. We take away. I can hear scholarship, international scholarship. Come, I saw a seat for your children. Come, I saw for your the scholarship for your children. Radako Shaka, Librakata, Take it, international partners.
Amen.
International partners.
International.
International partners. I need to sow into this. International partners. I sow for scholarship for my Lord. New businesses in Canada. Let the altars give way. Let the altars give way. Your legal ground has been removed. 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 Your legal ground has been removed.
Yes. Irakorowaya babadabe. Ya.
Say in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Any evil and wicked altar from my father's house, from my mother's house, my workplace, inciting hatred, inciting people, inspiring people to hate me, to envy me, to jealous me, and to get angry at me without any cause, as I clap my hands. Let those altars disappear right now. Disappear.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Begin to thank the Lord for the answered prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Bless the Lord for the answered prayer.
Yes.
Bless the Lord for the answered prayer.
Yes.
There is more we can do, but we will continue.
Yes. Yes.
We will continue tomorrow. We'll continue during the midnight.
Yes.
And then Wednesday morning and evening.
Yes.
Yes. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now get this prayer point.
Say
every altar for my father's house.
And
my mother's house. I take away. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I take away your legal ground. Anything in my life. Or from my father's life. Or from my grandfather. That has given you a legal ground.
Or
my mother's house. My mother's life. That has given you a legal ground. To operate against me.
So
I confess. I renounce for my grandfather, for my mother and my father, and now with the blood, I take away your legal ground. Let them sit and decide for me right now. Let them sit and decide for me and decide my victory. Hey, kata ya kata. You don't know. This prayer, look, pregnancies have started taking place. International partners are manifesting.
Amen.
Look, the way has just become clear. If I tell you the things I'm seeing right now, say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
Say, I am grateful.
I am grateful.
I celebrate you.
I celebrate you.
Holy Spirit. For leading us. Keep us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.